What's good, good people, and welcome to the Silly, Nerdy, Sometimes Wordy podcast. And I'm your host, BK, and this is episode 23, WGA Strike Over and Incoming Scripts. And in this week's episode, I'll be covering the WGA strike coming to an end, what you'll be seeing first back on TV, what scripts studios are focusing on for TV, and also an update on the SAG-AFTRA strike, as well as some nerdy notes. All right. What's up, everybody? I hope we are all doing well out there, and we have a lot to cover today. So, let's get into the Nerdy Notes. And this episode's Nerdy Notes is focused heavily on the TV side of news. And let's get into it. First of all, the SAG-AFTRA strike. I mentioned that the WGA strike has come to an end with their tentative agreement. The SAG strike with the actors, however, that is still ongoing. However, there's been reports out there, and I believe that SAG has put it out on their official channels, that they will be meeting with the AMPTP groups that represent the studios to get back to the negotiating table so that they can start their negotiating deal as early as early October, first week of October. So they'll start negotiating their deal. So hopefully they can come to a fair, reasonable resolution soon, hopefully in the month of October or November. And yeah, moving on, House of Dragon season 2, HBO's Max, which is the spinoff prequel series from the Game of Thrones franchise. They just finished filming within this last week. And per reports out there, they're expecting and targeting a summer 2024 release. Of course, the House of Dragon show was able to continue filming during the strikes because, one, the actors on that show are overseas. They are under a different union. And they were filming overseas. So no issues with that. So hoping to see season 2 next summer. And then there was another Game of Thrones prequel show that has been greenlit, that has been ordered, apparently, and it's called A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, The Hedge Knight. It was ordered and it was in development pre-strikes. And now with the strikes coming, the WGA strike coming to an end, they can now resume development of that Game of Thrones show. Don't know when it's coming out, but we have another Game of Thrones show upcoming within these next few years. Okay, that's all for our nerdy notes. Now let's get into the main topic, the reason you are here. And as I mentioned, the WGA, the Writers Guild of America, has come to an agreement, a tentative agreement, with the AMPTP, the group that represents the studios, the Universals, the Disney Pluses, the Amazons, the Paramounts, MGM. They have reached an agreement. The agreement is through May 1st, 2026. Now, in terms of what is in this agreement, in terms of what they covered with the AI protections, the residuals, and all of that, I'm going to cover that in a separate podcast, because if I do that in addition to the other stuff I have planned, it's going to be a little bit of a longer one. So I'm going to do that, as I said, in a separate podcast covering the actual details of this tentative agreement. And moving on, So Tuesday, September 26, 2023, the WGA East and West Council voted to lift the strike order, meaning that there is going to be no more picketing. However, they do encourage them to go ahead and join the SAG picket lines. So they feel so confident in this tentative agreement that they eventually said to their guild, like, hey, you can return to work as of, was it 12:01 a.m. Wednesday, September 27th. The strike lasted for 146 days. So this is, it still has to go through the ratification process. It still has to come to a final vote to be finalized and approved. But they feel very, very confident that it will go through, that they will approve it, therefore letting all the writers, producers go back to work. So in this ratification process is going to be, the final vote takes place on October 9th. So that will be happening this upcoming week. So no more picketing outside of the various studios, at least from the writer's side, but the SAG, the actors, they will continue to do so. Now here is also, before I get to that, so like I said, shows and movies, TV shows and movies, they can resume writing notes, development, pitches as in pitching new shows, new films, that can now resume. Of course, nothing can be filmed without the actors, so they can't do that. But a statement from the WGA negotiating committee that is out there, and they said, quote, "We can say with great pride that this deal is exceptional, with meaningful gains and protections for writers in every sector of the membership," end quote. So like I said, they feel very confident that they will get this through the ratification process and approve it, so much so that the writers, producers can get back to work. Now, what are you going to see back on TV? So some of the first things you'll see are going to be the late night talk show hosts and as well as the daytime TV. They've already announced it, the various shows, their accounts, the people, the actual hosts, they said, hey, we're coming back next week. So it's reportedly out there. You could see your late night shows back as early as Monday, October 2nd. And your late night shows, I'm talking about your Jimmy Fallons, your Seth Meyers, your Jimmy Kimmel, Stephen Colbert. Those shows potentially, most likely, will return on Monday, October 2nd. It's reportedly saying that you'll be able to see new episodes of those shows now that the writers are back. So that's improvement. And then, like I said, in terms of the actual WGA contract and the protections, I'll go over that in a separate podcast. Now, let's move on to the scripts part of this. So there are reports per deadline that scripts that studios are prioritizing to, they want to work on those scripts first so they can try to get these shows out, hope for this season. And from what I've seen, they can get the scripts out, and depending on how long and how long it takes for the SAG after to come to an agreement with the AMPTP, because that all depends on them as well, perhaps they can get writing and maybe get episodes out for the mid-season premiere, meaning getting new episodes out in hopefully January, February, to get, obviously it will be shortened seasons, but you'll still have something, which is better than nothing. So maybe instead of a 20 episode, you'll get 13, 10, 14 episodes. So a shortened season, but a season nonetheless. It just, you'll just get it later. Now, some of the shows, the scripts that are being prioritized per deadline. I'm going to go through this and just going through the different networks / streaming platforms. Starting off with ABC, and these are not all the shows, but these are the ones that they focused on this article from Deadline. So ABC, the sitcom Abbott Elementary, season 3, that script has been prioritized. Season 7 of 911. Of course, we all know that 911 has been on Fox for the first 6 seasons. For whatever reason, 911 has now moved away from Fox. It is now on, is now going to be on the ABC network. Okay. And Grey's Anatomy, the medical drama, that script has been prioritized for season number 20. Wow, season 20. Shonda Rhimes is doing it. That has been prioritized. Another ABC show. Let's go on to Fox. We got some animation. Season 23 of Family Guy, that has been prioritized. I want to get that out as well. Season 23 of Family Guy. And season 36 of The Simpsons. Yes, that's right. 36 seasons. The show's been on since 1989 and still going strong. So they have prioritized that script. Moving on to CBS and Paramount Plus. Let's start with the CBS shows. NCIS, the original NCIS, season 21, that script has been prioritized. Then FBI, season 6, shout out Dick Wolf, the first one that started the FBI franchise, that show's scripts have been prioritized for season 6. And Fire Country, season 2, that has been prioritized as well. And The Neighborhood, season 6, sitcom, that also has been prioritized. And then the one streaming from Paramount Plus, Criminal Minds Evolution, season 17, that show has been prioritized. Of course, Criminal Minds was on CBS for the first 16 seasons as just Criminal Minds on CBS. And now it's on the Paramount Plus streaming platform. Little less episodes, but they are able to do more. And of course, they're able to have cursing in the scripts because it's on streaming as opposed to network TV. Inside baseball there. Moving on to NBC. Got a few. Again, Dick Wolf. Shout out Dick Wolf. Season 21 of Law and Order. That script has been prioritized. I'll be working on that first. Also, season 25 of Law & Order SVU, that has been prioritized from NBC. Moving on to Showtime, one show here. Yellow Jackets, season 3, that has been prioritized. On to Netflix, season 5 of Stranger Things, that has been prioritized. And the last streaming platform, HBO's, or Max, a couple shows. Season 3 of The White Lotus has been prioritized. Season 2 of The Last of Us has been prioritized. And season 3 of Euphoria has been prioritized. Ooh, okay. That's all of the shows in terms of the prioritizing of the scripts of the shows. They'll be working on those scripts for those TV shows that I just mentioned right away, as early as next week, the first Monday in October, October 2nd, per the report. Now, I am about done with this podcast, but I want to get to my takeaway and just an important note about the writers and how important they are. So this is all about the Writers Guild, this episode. And I want to highlight a couple of shows that are very, very good. And it wouldn't be good without the writers. Of course, without the writing, the show isn't good, no matter how great the actor is. And four shows that I loved that in the past, that are in the past, and some are very recent. So let's start with Suits. Of course, Suits was on USA Network for a long time, I believe, 6 or 7 seasons. I love that show. And if you heard in the news recently, it's had a bit of a resurgence on Netflix. New people are discovering Suits. Now, that show and these shows that I'm mentioning, there's no action. There's no set pieces. It's just heavy dialogue, but it's good dialogue. It's good banter. And you know where that comes from? It comes from the writers writing these great scripts, these great relationships between these characters, and timely jokes, especially this is a lawyer-based drama. But it was so, so good in terms of the writing of this show. And it didn't need anything. It's just the actors in the courtroom, in the law offices, just talking. No action, no big pieces, no CGI, no nothing. It's just them talking. But it's really good writing. Another show, Netflix. One of Netflix's flagship show, House of Cards. That show was on for a long time, 6 or 7 seasons. And again, no action or anything. A little bit of action here and there, but it was mostly the dialogue. It was good dialogue. And because of that, it was good writing. So that show was great. I look forward to that show and watch that show. Another show, let's talk about some recent shows. One, The Diplomat. That is a Netflix show as well. This is a new one. It's current. It debuted in April 2023 of this year. It'll be April 20th. And I didn't watch it released at the time, but I just started to get to it. And I'm still working my way through it, and I'm loving this show as well. And again, there is no action in it. It's just great dialogue, great conversation. Yeah, this is a really good show, and it's all due to the writing of it. And the last show on Disney Plus came out in September 2022, and I'm talking about Star Wars Andor. Now, this is the exception. This show does have action set pieces, does have CGI, does have the volume. However, they used that very limited. They shot on location the majority of the show, and there's no Jedi, there's no lightsabers battles. There's just great conversation, there's great character building, and it's leading to something. So you don't have a lot of things going on, and it's heavy dialogue, good dialogue, and some people say it's not Star Wars, but agree to disagree. But the core of this Star Wars Andor show is the dialogue, the conversations between the characters, between Andor and Mon Mothma and everybody. You're getting to see the political side of Star Wars. As you always talk about how the Empire does this, how the Empire is so horrible. And so we get to see that in this show, and how bad the Empire is and the political side of it, how it's affecting the everyday common, you know, man and woman going to work, and how bad the Empire is affecting them. We're getting to see this, and it's all due to the great writing on this show. That's it. So I just wanted to bring some attention to those 4 shows and how great writing is important. Of course, we love our action set pieces and everything, but at the end of the day, if the writing is good, then you're not going to like the movie, or the show. Okay, that's all I have for you today. That's my takeaway. I hope you have enjoyed it. Please check me out. Again, I'm on the Wisdom app at JamesW24. Check me out on the Wisdom app, as well as Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, and many other places. All right. So like, comment, subscribe, share, tell some folks about it. Hopefully you learned something today. As I said, I will be covering the actual details of the WGA in terms of what they got in the protections with AI and residuals and increases in wages and those sort of things. I'll be covering that in a separate podcast and have some other things as well. I hope you enjoyed it, and please come back and see me. And until next time, we will talk soon.